talk about Father's Day for a moment. I tried to get a special guest on today, and it just didn't quite pan out. He ended up being on a airplane and didn't get a chance to call in. They were going to try their best to do so, but we've given it plenty of time and not going to happen. And this particular individual I've never talked to before, but he wrote an op-ed, said, what's it mean or what it means to be a good dad in 2024? And there's a few things that I'll read. Arden was his name. Papritz was his name. What it means to be a good dad. The struggle of raising, teaching, and guiding your kids as a father in America today. Now, I'm going to say this right off the bat. For those of you that are dads with young kids, I admire you. I really do. I personally would not want to raise young kids in this day and age. My youngest, as you know, is Richard, who's 32, and I have three. And I will tell you that you can do the math. It's been a long time since I've raised toddlers. 30-plus years. Because 30 years ago, Richard was two. So it's been a long time since I've raised toddlers. And I will tell you that not that it was easy then, but it was a lot easier then than it is now. We didn't have the same distractions and problems in the world. And, even 20 years ago, we didn't have the same things to deal with that we have now. My son and I today, we were talking about all the different technology and the changes and so on. And he was asking me if I still had some of my old iPods from way back in the day. And I'm digging through my desk drawer and I find all these, I had like four or five iPods kicking around my desk that I grabbed. And yep, I've got this one. Yep, I've got that one. I almost had the whole series except for the original one, which really quick, if you had the original first gen iPod unboxed, Charlie, what do you think it's worth today? Any idea? Oh, you're way off. Charlie says 2,000. They're on eBay for 50K. So if you have an original, unboxed, in the wrapper, first-gen iPod, 50K is what it's worth. You should have just bought one, two or three of them, and stuck them on the shelf back then. But who knew? Who knew? At any rate, the technology and where it is today, what we've got for internet, keep in mind, the internet, when I was raising my young kids, really even, you had to do the handshake. You had to get on either AOL or Netscape or whatever and dial up and all of that. And it was a totally different experience than what it is today. We didn't have these portable devices running around that have literally everything in the world at your fingertips. We didn't have those when I was raising kids. It is a different time. So I mean what I said a moment ago. I admire those of you that are raising young kids right now, even those of you that are raising some teenagers today. I admire you. It's not easy. It's not easy being a dad. I'll be the first to tell you that. In today's world, and I'm going to talk strictly to you guys as men, but ladies, listen, because you play a part of this as well. Men, you guys get beat up daily. Literally, you are beat up daily. Young, old, in between, literally the world, yes, the world is against you. You are scum of the earth as far as the world looks. Now, I don't see it that way. The Lord doesn't see it that way. Christianity doesn't see you that way. But the world looks at you as scum of the earth. You are everything that's bad with this world today because you're a man. Especially if you're a white male, it's even worse. You have everything against you. Nothing, nothing is for you today if you're a white male, especially raising kids. Nothing you do is right. Now, I'm saying that from the world's point of view. I don't see you that way. But I want to give some encouragement because, yes, Father's Day is Sunday. And you guys need encouragement. We all do. Keep your chin up. Keep doing what you know is right no matter what the world says. Raise your kids the right way no matter what the world says. Educate them properly no matter what the world says. Inform them of the things that are going on. Help them with what they're doing daily. Teach them correctly. Teach them right from wrong. Teach them high morals. Good versus evil. What's yours is yours. Don't touch what's not yours. In other words, thievery is unacceptable. If we raised all of our kids that way, we'd have a different world to live in today. Problem is, we don't have enough of you doing it. I know a lot of you that listen to me do that, and or you're older and have kids and grandkids, but encourage even your sons and your daughters, daughter-in-laws, however it works out, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, whatever. Encourage your kids to keep on this path moving forward. Again, it is not tough, or it's not easy. It's tough to raise young kids today. And they need all the support they can get, those parents do. We just got done talking about the whole transgender movement, which, again, I blame a lot of that on parents. Some of it is parents want to be in the vogue. You know, they want to be in the in. It's the in thing to have your kids be a transgender. Well, you know what? You're just screwing your kid up, and shame on you. You're a bad parent if you do that. You're an evil parent if you do that. Shame on you. And by the way, you'll be judged for that someday. That I do believe in. You will answer for that someday. You're screwing your kid up, and you will answer for that someday. You are supposed to be their guide, their shepherd, their moral compass. You are to be watching over them and protecting them at all costs. You sending them to a transgender doctor, getting either some sort of medications that will slow down their hormones or whatever the case may be, shame on you. You are to be their protector. You're not supposed to be against them. So those of you that are doing this the right way, I commend you. Keep doing it. No matter what the world says, no matter how many darts get thrown your way, no matter what you hear from even family members or neighbors, you do it the right way. You know, the heck with all the rest of them. You listen to what you know you need to be doing, your conscience, your God, and you do it the way that you want to do it, not the way everybody else says to do it. And trust me, if you do that, it'll pay off in the end. Now, is there a guarantee that if you raise kids right, they'll turn out right? No, unfortunately, there's not. I was lucky. Very. All my kids, they know how to work hard. They can hold a job. They've had their own kids. I have great grandkids now. Not great grandkids as in I'm that old, but I have grandkids that are great. And not only because my kids are great. And I commend every one of my kids for doing what they're doing and raising their families the way they are. I'm very proud of them. Keep in mind, that was passed down from generations ahead of me. I mean, I can thank my dad, my uncles. They had huge influence on my life, still do. Love them dearly. They raised me right. They raised me to be a man's man. But keep in mind, my dad's dad was the same way. So my grandkids are now fifth generation of that. So here's where I'm going at. We all have legacies we can leave. It's part of what's wrong with our world today. People don't think about that legacy. We have entire inner cities where there's no legacy. There's no dad. He doesn't exist. He's not there. He's basically a sperm donor and that's it. Well, that's not good enough, folks. Dads, you have to be involved in your kids' lives. You have no choice. I was telling this to somebody the other day. You know, my wife and I, we travel a lot. You know, you guys know we go different places and so on. And this has been probably a summer or two ago. We were, I don't know, it must have been summertime because there was kids there and so on and so forth. And my wife will tell you this, I'm sort of a kid magnet. I don't know why. I'm rough and gruff, and you guys know I'm very type A, but when it comes to kids, they just gravitate towards me. I don't know why, because adults don't. I offend a lot of adults. But kids are different. They'll come over and I'll be in the pool or doing whatever and they'll just come over and swim and smile and do whatever. And so there's this particular occasion where I'm in the pool and there's a little kid and we start playing and doing different things. And I'm watching dad because mom and dad are close by. Dad can't get off his phone. I'm in the pool playing with the kid, having a good time. And the kid's just, you can tell, he's there, he's on vacation, he's vying for attention. He's wanting to play and he's even asking, hey, dad, come play. Hey, dad, watch this. Hey, dad, watch that. Well, guess who ends up being dad in the pool? Me. Because dad's too busy on his phone. I don't know what dad's doing, but he's buried in his phone. So I'm dad. And by the way, I don't care. I love kids. So I'm playing and I'm doing things. And my wife's looking at me like, what are you? You know, Santa? I'm like, not just, I enjoy kids. I don't mind them at all. And I'll play with them anytime I get a chance to. My point is this. Don't be that dad in the pool chair buried in your phone when your kids are wanting your attention. There was used to be this old saying, and by the way, it was totally wrong. It's not, you know, how much time you spend, it's the quality time you spend. That's BS. Kids need quantities of time. Yes, they need quality, I get that, but they need quantities of time as well. In fact, sometimes kids don't need anything more than just hanging around. You could be out in the garage working on your own car, your mower, doing whatever. You know, they just want to be around you. You don't have to be doing anything specific. Just having them around. That's what they're after. They're learning from you. I mean, guys, I'm living proof of that. I've never in my entire life been to a formal automotive class. I was an auto technician for years. I learned from some of the best, my dad and uncle being some of those. And I learned from a lot of great mentors on how to fix cars. And by the way, some of what I learned at a very early age was just watching, hanging around. And my dad, fortunately, was one of those where at age 4, 5, or 6, hey, hand me that wrench, hand me that screwdriver, hand me this, hand me that. And yes, I know at times I probably frustrated him. I can still remember this day, and young kids are bad about this. Hey, bud, that was what my dad called me when I was young. Hey, bud, hold this flashlight. Well, you know, you're a kid. You're 4 and 5. You're looking all around, and the flashlight's dancing all around. And I can still remember my dad saying, hold it still, hold it still, hold it right here. He'd grab your hand even, hold it right here. You know, you're 5. And I laugh about that. I'm sure my dad is as well. But that's how I learned. And I learned through all sorts of other things. Here's what a Phillips head screw is. Here's what a straight head screw is. Here's what, you know, on and on we go. You know, here, I learned my fractions by wrenches in the toolbox. You know, 3/8, 7/16, half inch. You know the drill. If you guys are technicians, you know what I'm talking about. And by the way, I didn't learn that formally. I just learned it by being around him. My point is this, guys. Father's Day is this weekend. Be a great dad. And you don't have to do anything special with your kids to be a great dad. Just be a dad. Just be around. Be there for them. When they have questions, answer them. And yes, they can be persistent. There's times I'll be talking to either one of my boys, and I'll hear in the background the kids asking all these different questions, and my boys are patient, and fortunately, they'll say, you know, hang on 1 minute, I'm talking to Papa, and I'll be with you in just 1 second, and so on, and sometimes I'll just say, hey, go take care of them. They're more important than what I've got right now. We can talk later after they're in bed. But kids have questions. Answer them. They're sponges. Pour into them. Teach them. The problem with society today, folks, is we men haven't done enough of that. We haven't poured back into them enough. And I know sometimes it's a generational thing where it gets broken. You know, your dad didn't do it, so you don't know how. And other than breaking that chain, I don't know what to tell you. Learn from someone else if you've never had that in your life. But don't have kids if you're not ready to pour into them. They're literally sponges. They will suck up every single thing you give them. Believe me, I'm one that believes that every kid's smart. It's a matter of what do we foster into them once they come out of the womb, and how do we treat them as it goes further on down the road. And you guys, you men, you dads, you have a lot of responsibility. Yes, I know that. There's a lot on you. You're responsible for a lot of things inside of your family. You're head of household, and I believe in that wholeheartedly. You're head of household, and you need to be. Take that responsibility seriously. Pour into your kids. Pour into your wife as well, by the way. I don't want to leave her out of this either. Being a good dad means being a good husband as well. So those of you that are listening, be a good dad. Be a good husband. Be a good leader. Take care of your kids. I'm proud of all of what you do. I know a lot of you on an individual basis. You're good men. And I just want to encourage you on this Father's Day weekend to enjoy the weekend, enjoy your family, enjoy your kids, celebrate with them, be happy you have them, because you never know how long you will. I'll leave you with that. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.